Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL match up like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. I'll give the injury update here to get you started. So Taryn and TB will both be out for the game this week. Everyone else will practice, and which would include Duane Smoot, Javon Solomon, and Casey Tuhill. So they'll all practice and be out there, and you guys can take it from there.
Are there any new updates on Terrell
potentially going on IR? No new information right now. We just keep taking it one day at a time.
Are you optimistic on Smoot after not having him for the 2 weeks to get him back out there?
I think we'll see, Sal, how it looks today, and just take it one day at a time and see how the week goes.
That's a guy playing against his former team, too, can probably be a bit motivated, you think? So is that, you open for that, maybe for that reason, too, to get him back out there?
I mean, he's a pro, so, I think right now just putting one foot in front of the other, no pun intended. With his injury, but just taking today and focusing in on today and getting him back into the mix here.
At the start of a weird week, Thursday, how'd you go about deciding his practice schedule this week?
Just trying to keep it as normal as possible and focus on our team and focus on how we can best improve ourselves and get ourselves where we need to be. Just trying to improve 1 week at a time, one day at a time here.
Knowing that it's next man up, but I'm sure to seeing Terrell and Matt and seeing what they could do. What's it like now going into this game, not having either of them, and where does Nick Morrow fit in this whole mix?
Yeah, Nick's right there. It's an opportunity for Baylen and Dorian to work together, and like they did in the back half of the game, or really the majority of the game the other night. So another opportunity for someone to step up, opportunity for Nick as well, and his role that he currently is in, and I think he's done a nice job to this point.
Do you anticipate Baylen starting?
Yes.
What gives you the confidence that these two youngsters, are capable of holding that job, even though these two guys are tough to replace?
Yeah, they are tough to replace. They just got to go in and be themselves, and we will play well around them, and they did a nice job last week, but they're focused on this week, and again, today's practice, and just really learning the game plan for this week here.
Sean, how much do you think it matters that the players you've had to rely on as replacements and even your starting safeties are all guys that have been in this system for a while? They haven't necessarily been starters, but they've been with you in your defense for a number of years.
I think that's important. That you're talking about continuity there, experience, reps in this system. Jamarcus, being another example of that, right? So that's important, and it allows those guys to know what we do, how we want it done, the style of play we want to play with, and then some level of comfort with them being out there from the time they've put on the field with they've had on the field with their teammates. I know they may not have been starters, but they've played alongside of some of the other guys that are out there.
There are a couple of kickers in this week for a workout. Where do things stand with Tyler, and what went into the decision to kind of bring in a couple of guys to look at?
Yeah, just keeping an eye on things like we do at every position, and we remain confident in Tyler and what he's doing, and what we are confident what he'll continue to do for us going forward.
What stands out when you watch the Jacksonville defense?
I think they're well coached, extremely well coached. They play extremely hard. Their front is a headache, and they do a lot of good things up front. Really good personnel up front, really good personnel across the team, for that matter. And, you know, they're playing hard. And, I mean, through two games, they haven't allowed a whole lot of points there. So, you know, we've got to make sure we've got a good week of practice starting today.
So when it comes to having guys to develop in your system, how much better is the way you and Brandon work together now than maybe the first 2 or 3 years you guys were together when it comes to identifying players that you want that work well here that you can develop a little more?
Yeah, I think that relationship of the head coach and the GM, like any good situation, it's important that it continues to grow and develop and get stronger. And and I would say that that's been the case for Brandon and my relationship. So from just a relationship standpoint to a understanding of, you know, what we want, what we need, and how the game is also evolving from 2017 when we first came in together. So that's been enjoyable to be a part of, and certainly appreciate Brandon with that.
You talked highly last week. This week or next week, Monday, is going to be Mitch Morrison. Okay, it was two valuable guys. What will it be like to see them with another uniform on, given the roles that they had here? What will it be like to see them another uniform?
Yeah, you know, I wish those guys well. Two studs as it relates to what they added here, and two guys that I loved being around and we loved having here that helped us. You know, have the success that we had when they were here in particular. And, you know, like as you mentioned with Jordan and Mike, and those two have left a mark on our organization in a good way and as well. And, you know, we're happy that they're happy and their families are happy. So we want the best for them.
John, I recognize that they're on opposite sides of the field pretty often, but how have you seen Christian and Rasul work so well together? Maybe that's in practice or in the meeting room.
You know, it seems like they've formed a nice little bond off the field as well, Jay, and I think that's important. You know, Russell's been in the league a little bit longer than CB, and he can share some of his wisdom with CB and how things work and the journey, right, of an NFL corner. So that's been interesting and fun to watch, and I think it's helped CB as well, and maybe in some ways helped Russell as well, just getting CB's thoughts on some things, maybe playing specifically in this defense, since he's actually been in it a little bit longer than Russell.
How have you seen James Cook continue to grow his game now in the AFC offense?
Yeah, so steady. His day-to-day approach is so steady, focused on what he needs to do to improve, and really just, again, a delight to watch a young man come here from South Florida and really embrace Buffalo and the community and focus, really hone in on his job and what he's trying to do. I know it means a lot to him to do his part, and that's what you're seeing unfold here.
James got Offensive Player of the Week, second straight week that your team gets the Offensive Player of the Week. Went through so many changes on offense, losing some wide receivers, changes up front on the offensive line. What does it say about your team to be able to produce such explosive performances week after week, going through such a distinct transition as you have?
Yeah, I think we had Defensive Player of the Week maybe in week one. I'm not missing defense in week one,
yeah.
Offense
yeah,
in week
sure.
two. That's okay. No, I mean, it's good individual honors, but I think overall, you know, those honors don't happen by themselves, right? So, but it's great recognition for those guys. Those two guys work extremely hard, and I know they're set on improving each and every week, so happy to see those guys get acknowledged.
Hey, Sean, obviously the game script for Miami was different for Josh, but overall, throughout the league, why does it look like passing is so much harder? What's going on? It used to be guys would throw 300 yards routinely, and that's not happening right now.
Yeah, I think the league is growing, it's changing, evolving, if you will, as well, and rosters are built in some ways maybe a little bit different than they used to be built. And schematics have changed a little bit as well. So I think with that, you're seeing the game change then as well.
In terms of roster being built, what do you mean? What's different about the roster building in fact of passing game?
You know, some people are getting smaller. Some people aren't. In terms of the way they're constructing defenses, we could be here for an hour and have this, you know, back and forth conversation. It'd be a good conversation because I think that's part of, you know, a philosophical approach that is maybe slightly different around the league, you know, team to team, but yet in some ways remains the same over the years, right, for some of us. So, yeah.
When you're facing a team like Jacksonville that has very high expectations, finds itself 0-2, probably being criticized from all directions, do you, is it when you set the tone for the team at the start of the week, do you spend any time talking about the need to match their desperation, energy level, or what you expect in from that regard?
They're a good team. Yeah, they're a good team. And we respect every team that we play, and I think that's where it starts and that's where it ends. We have a lot of respect for the Jaguars.
Hey, Sean, Brian Thomas has already made a couple of big plays at receiver for Jacksonville. What stands out about him?
Yeah, really good player. You know, obviously picked where he was for a reason. You see the talent on film, even at this level early. You know, a big splash player too in the first week, another two or three in the second week against Cleveland. First week against Miami, two good defenses. So, you know, he's off to a good start.
Sean, last year, 5-year losses were the teams in the playoffs. Some of them were struggling at the time they played you. Is that a concern for you when you look at, you know, applying that to the Jacksonville game or any other game you would have against a struggling team when you look at that pattern?
Yeah, I don't think it's a pattern necessarily. I know why you're saying that. We respect every opponent. It's important in this league with the amount of parity that's in the league that you keep your focus where it needs to be and you concentrate on your game, right? Us individually, us collectively as a team. Like I said, you know, every week in the NFL is anybody's game. So we understand the challenge that's in front of us this week. Yeah, I feel like, you know, over the years, and this is some of what I was alluding to on Sal's question earlier about as much as things have changed, things still stay the same. Just fortunate to grow up, if you will, around Jim Johnson in Philadelphia and his defensive philosophy and the way we put our rosters together back then with how we constructed things, what we valued, what positions we valued, and what type of body type or athlete we were looking for. I'm just fortunate and grateful that I grew up around that type of environment led by Jim Johnson.
Is that body type, that athlete, is that still the same now as it was 10 years ago?
You know, I think to some extent, I think for the most part, yes. It's probably subtly changed a little bit, but for the most part, yes.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.